Well, Kim, most of the wheat crop around the state's looking pretty good, and field work on summer crops is actually starting to get underway. What's the latest on our wheat crop?
Well, if you look at USDA's reports, you know, Oklahoma's crop's about 67, good to excellent, compared to 12% last year. Kansas, 64%, good to excellent, compared to 42% last year. And Texas is at 53%, good to excellent, compared to 19% last year. You know, I was talking to Roger Gribble at Enid, and he said about 25% of the crop looked about like that, and about 75% of it so looked like that out there.
And what's behind that, I guess?
Yeah, he said that, you know, planting the summer, following the summer crops last year and getting it in late, that it's just not coming on very well. Roger also said that the average production is about 128 million, and he's predicting about 134 right now. Of course, it's a long ways between now and harvest.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully, production will be up. Producers get a lot of wheat grown this year. How are the markets reacting to that possibility, though?
Well, just like we expected, as the markets look good and improve, the prices are going down. You know, we lost about 22 cents on wheat this week. Corn was down about 18 cents. Beans was down a measly 10 cents. So as we expect, you know, the fields are drying out for planting the corn. The wheat, as it's looking good coming out of dormancy, prices are going down.
So how low could they go? I mean, that's the question that everybody keeps asking you. But, you know, that really is, whenever guys start looking at marketing their stuff, I mean, that's what they want to know.
Well, I'll pull out my crystal ball and give you my best guess at it. And look back at the markets. If you look back at the nearest contract lows in mid-September, the contracts, Kansas City Board of Trade wheat, bottomed out at $4.58, and I think that's about where we'll have resistance. You know, the July's running in the upper 470s right now, so they've got another 20 cents and they'll hit that. If they break that, it's just anybody's guess how low they'll go, but I think it'll be pretty hard to break that, you know, 450, 455 level.
Pretty good support and resistance there. On Tuesday, March 31st, the USDA plans to release its summer crop planting estimates. Any pre-numbers that we're seeing coming out of that?
Right, I haven't seen the average numbers come out. They'll probably come out Monday or so. Allendale released an estimate, I believe, at 0.15 million acres for corn. The Informa came out with 86.5 or 88.3. We had 86.5 last year for the corn. If you look at the wheat, they're talking about 53.5 million acres compared to 59.1 last year. Of course, we already had the 37.1 winter wheat estimate that came out in January, so we're just looking at the spring wheat added to that. On soybeans, Allendale has it at 79.1. Informa has it at 78.6, and last year it was 77.5. So the numbers are higher for both the corn and beans. Remember, there was 6.2 million acres of wheat that wasn't planted, the winter wheat, and that's available for corn and beans. And you also have about 3 million acres available from the government programs that's coming out of CRP.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll keep a good eye on these markets as we go forward. It's a little windy out here. Our guys over in Ag Weather, I'll be able to give us a little shakedown on what's going on in weather right now.